This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So how's the light in your workspace? Do you have a nice, bright light, or do you kind of dim it down? You know, do you have, you know, like a lampshade with a dark incandescent bulb? And sometimes you could kind of have these bulbs that have different colored lights. But, I mean, do you ever dim your light down? Well, they say don't, because then you dumb down. Apparently, Michigan State University researchers say if you work in a poorly lit office, you will become a dimwit. Right? All right. Trials on rats showed sustained exposure to dim light designed to mimic that of an office led to reductions in a chemical that maintains healthy brain connections. This is being reported by Daily Mail. And if it changes the brain structure and cuts your ability to remember and learn, you're not going to do as well on the job. 4 weeks of exposure resulted in diminished learning and memory performance, according to Michigan State University researchers. The effects on rats were similar to when people struggled to find their way back to their cars in a busy parking lot after spending a few hours shopping. How many of you guys forget your car? Here's the thing. I don't mind forgetting where my car is. I don't mind that because I can just hit my alarm. What I mind is getting a killer parking space where I'm like, oh, dang, this is a great parking space. And then forgetting, coming out half hour, an hour later, going all the way to the deep, deep part of the parking lot, only to find, oh, I had a good parking place and I parked the front, and then I walk all the way back. Now, mind you, I could use the extra exercise, but still, that stinks, because you finally get a good parking place and you waste it. Anyway, so Dr. Joel Soller, lead author of the new study conducted on Nile grass rats, said, in other words, dim lights are producing dimwits. Nile grass rats, which, like humans, are diurnal and sleep at night. Diurnal means, you know, you're awake during the day type of thing, or you pee a lot during the day. That's me. I diurnate. They were exposed to two types of light during the experiment. Michigan State University scientists found those rodents exposed to dim light lost about 30% of capacity of their hippocampus. Now, how many of you guys know about your hippocampus? It's kind of a small horseshoe-shaped structure in the center brain. It's involved in memory, learning, emotion regulation. And researchers noted how the rats performed poorly on a spatial task they had trained on previously if they were exposed to dim light. But if they were exposed to bright light, like that of daylight, boy, did they have significant improvement. And when the rats were exposed to dim light and then given 4 weeks of bright light, their brain capacity and performance recovered. Why? Probably because of the hippocampus. By the way, there is a journal called Hippocampus. Yeah, there's a journal called Hippocampus. Some of you guys read The Inquirer. Some of you read Newsweek. Well, us nerds read a journal called Hippocampus. And it's the first to show changes in environmental light leads to structural changes in the brain. Now, they think modern office workers are exposed to poor lighting. And we spend 90% of the time indoors. So Professor Tony Nunez, not to be confused with the FBI memo, Nunez, right, okay. Anyway, co-authored the study and said that the dim light mimicked the cloudy days of winter or typical indoor lighting. So not even your office dimming the light, but not being outside with bright, real light, but being in an office setting is enough to kind of consider that, quote, dim light category. Then you ended up reducing the production of brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That peptide helps maintain healthy connections and neurons in the hippocampus. which allows the neurons to talk to each other. So we start becoming a little bit dumb. Now, we've also heard that if you spend time at a desk at least 6 hours a day, your heart attack risk will double. We've also been told that computers increase your risk of vision loss by 40%. Computers will also increase insulin resistance and affect your mental health. So working in an office makes you dumb, makes you grumpy, and makes you unhealthy. Now, the problem is all our jobs are becoming more computer-oriented, even us doctors. You know, we had to, you know, put all people's records on a computer. We spend more time on computers now than with patients because of EMR and our electronic medical records. That's baloney. That's bullcrap. I don't want to be on a computer. If I wanted to be on a computer, I would have taken computer science in school. I wanted to be with people. I wanted to be a doctor. I didn't want to be an engineer. I didn't want to be a computer geek. And you end up becoming a computer geek because of the, you know, the record keeping. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, people I work with at work are dimwits. Oh, that's true. But they could have been dimwits before you hired them. But, you know, this is something that I really wonder. I've worked in human resources. I've interviewed people for jobs. I've interviewed people for school, etc. The one thing that continues to baffle me is how good people interview. And then when you see them on the job, they think. And I'm like, but at the interview, you seem smart. You seemed energy. You just seemed, you seemed like you got it. What's wrong with you, huh? But you did an interview like that. So then you're thinking, well, do I need to do a drug test? No, you don't necessarily have to do a drug test. Maybe it's just working in the office. They just start getting dumb. Now, what you can do is whenever you have somebody that acts like a complete idiot, tell them to go outside and walk around the building. Get some sunlight and come back. And you could maybe do that. Okay, look, I don't want you guys to screw up on these mammograms or on these labs. So what I'm going to have you do is go outside, walk around the block, come back in, and do the job right. I told you guys I needed a staff person to send a letter. And I go, here, will you send this letter out for me? I need this letter mailed. So I come back, and the letter is in an envelope. Right? And there's like a name on it, but there's no, you know, return address. I go, this envelope is not ready to be mailed, and we really need this mailed. So can you get this ready to be mailed? Then she has both addresses on there, return of the, and the two, you know, to whom it goes to, the recipient, but there's no stamp. And I go, in order for this letter to go out, it needs to be stamped. Okay, so she stamps it, okay? Then a couple hours later, it's still sitting there. And I go, this letter has to go out to the mailbox. Can you please mail the guy's darn letter? It's not going to just sit there and get there on its own. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott and Jason who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So years ago when I was in medical school, we were told that people of Asian descent were more likely to get esophageal cancer because they drink hot drinks. Well, here we are 20-some years later, and we have a headline, hot tea linked to esophageal cancer. But in smokers and people who drink alcohol. Now, you would think this wouldn't be that groundbreaking because in addition to you being at risk for drinking something hot, you're at risk because you drink alcohol and you smoke, but it's a headline, so let's go with it. So, in this new study, sorry, my hand is itchy. I don't know why my hand is itchy. I think I got bit by something. Anyway, if there's a spider in the studio, oh no. Oh no, you think there's a spider in the studio? Uh-oh, where is the Dr. Dolly Show news team? No, they're not here. They don't come in until after I get off air. But, oh, my gosh, if there's a spider, I don't know what to do. Okay, well, let's just not think about the spider. Oh, man, I am dropping the mic if I see a spider. Let me just warn you all about that. Anyway, so in this study, published Monday in the Annals of Internal Medicine, drinking hot or burning hot tea was associated with a 2- to 5-fold increase in esophageal cancer, but only in people who smoke and drink alcohol. Now, esophageal cancer is the 8th most common cancer in the world, and it's usually fatal because it's not found early on. It's found, you know, everybody thinks when they have it, oh, it's just some heartburn or dyspepsia or, you know, GERD, whatever. And then, unfortunately, they're actually, you know, growing a cancer. And it kills about 400,000 people every single year, according to the International Agency for Research on Cancer. And it's caused by repeated injury to the esophagus due to smoke, alcohol, acid reflux, and the thinking hot liquids. So this study, which is the largest of its kind, followed close to 500,000 adults in China over an average of 9.5 years. So this is a large study. When you look at 500,000 adults, this is going to be a study that people are going to probably use and, you know, compare other studies to. Excuse me. Oh, that's a hiccup. Sorry, that wasn't a spider. That was a hiccup.
Oh, no.
Now I got the hiccups. What else could be going wrong today? I got the hiccups. I'm sorry, people. Anyway, so it's a big study. Oh, my gosh, this is bad. I don't have... Sorry. Oh, man. Sorry, guys. Hiccups are not good. See, I don't have very dainty, ladylike hiccups. My hiccups are deep, and my voice gets deep. Anyway, Dr. Neil Friedman was senior investigator at the National Cancer Institute in Bethesda, Maryland. And he said, it was a big study. It was a big study. I'm sorry, people, I'm hiccuping. This is hard. Anyway, participants who drank tea on a weekly basis were asked to describe its temperature as warm, hot, or burning hot. Drinking hot or burning hot tea should not be a predictor for esophageal cancer. But here's my thing. 20-some years ago, we heard that it could predispose you. Then they said, nah, you're probably fine. But here we are again. But if you smoke and drink alcohol, yes, you did have a increased risk of esophageal cancer. Now, smoking is bad for you. Alcohol can cause cancer. We've talked about alcohol maybe helping you prevent Alzheimer's, which we talked about yesterday. But I said be careful drinking a couple glasses of wine because, again, alcohol has been related to cancer. Now, excessive alcohol consumption is more than a 12-ounce glass of beer, 5-ounce glass of wine, or shot per day. That is how they defined excessive alcohol consumption. Now, that's not excessive. Men could have up to 2 a day, and it'd be considered mild to moderate. The tobacco use was defined as 1 or more cigarettes per day. So we're not talking you chain smoking. We're not talking you becoming, you know, a lush. We're talking just, you know, one glass. Now, very hot drinks can make the esophagus more vulnerable to cancer-causing agents. Why? Because hot drinks can erode and irritate the lining of the esophagus. So that's why we don't recommend you drinking hot drinks. Now, participants did not objectively measure the temperature of their tea, but previous research has found that drinking hot beverages at temperatures above 149 degrees Fahrenheit could lead to esophageal cancer. How do you get that down your gullet without, like, burning your tongue? 150 degrees to me would burn. I know it's not boiling, but still. In a 2016 review in the Lancet Oncology, drinking beverages that were hot was classified as probably carcinogenic to humans. And they looked at everything. Coffee, tea, soda pop, pee. No, coffee and tea. I wonder if they look at hot cocoa. Only some of the studies also took into account alcohol and tobacco. Now, in the U.S. and Europe, tea is rarely consumed at temperatures above 149 degrees. But when you look at Russia, Iran, Iran, Turkey, and South America, it's very common to drink that or if not even higher. They say if you go to the Middle East or Russia, they drink it out of a samovar that is constantly under heat. It is very, very hot. Now, in the U.S., we drink a lot of iced tea, so we should be okay with that. I don't think there's issues with cold because usually the body starts to warm it up. But, you know, sucking ice, no, you know, it won't go down until it's melted, so I'm not worried about cold. Anyway, According to a 2009 study in the journal Nature Reviews Cancer, tea has a lot of health benefits. They say components of tea leaves have been shown to have antioxidant properties, may protect against other types of cancers, particularly colon and prostate. They say tea is probably one of the most studied food and beverages in the world today, and green tea seems to be more effective in cancer inhibition versus black tea. But black tea, more effective in cardiovascular health. I can't stand tea. I don't know. The only tea I like is Long Island's. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, one of my listeners a few years back said they don't need an antidepressant because when they take their ibuprofen, they aren't grumpy anymore. And we learned early on that taking a Tylenol or an ibuprofen kind of changed your mood a little bit, made you less grumpy. Well, we have another study saying paracetamol or acetaminophen, which is what we use in Tylenol, and ibuprofen can actually dull your thoughts and emotions. Now, for some people, they like this because then they're less grumpy. For others, they may need all the faculties. And they think that these over-the-counter painkillers can influence how you process information, react emotionally to evocative images, and experience hurt feelings. You may be less sensitive in certain scenarios. So, like, if you're excluded, okay, you know, like you aren't picked for the team, yet you're on the ibuprofen, you're not going to be as mad. So not only can it help with physical discomfort, but it can help with your moods, but it can also dull your moods, especially if you need to be very keen. You know, your wife is like, oh, my gosh, you're so apathetic. You never listen to me. You don't seem to care. Well, be careful on ibuprofen. So the new review was done by UCSB, University of California, Santa Barbara, and it follows warnings over the popular pills and the links to raised risk of heart attack, fertility problems, and liver damage. Dr. Kyle Ratner, co-author of the study, said in many ways the review findings are alarming. Consumers assume that when they take an over-the-counter pain medication, it will relieve their physical symptoms. He added that they do not anticipate broader psychological effects. Okay, what baffles people is that they think if you take a pill, it only does one thing. You need to imagine when you take a pill, it could do 70 different things. Because it's a medication. It's going through the liver. You have a whole bunch of processes. You have a whole bunch of chemicals that it could interact with. Yes, it usually has one main job, but it can cause other things. In this study, they looked at, compared to those who took placebos, women who took a dose of ibuprofen reported less hurt feelings from emotionally painful experiences. I can see my husband say, here, take an ibuprofen before I, you know, hurt your feelings. These included being excluded from a game or writing about a time when they were betrayed. Oh, man, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Oh, boy, do not betray a woman. Men show the opposite pattern. According to the article published in the Journal of Policy Insights and Behavioral and Brain Sciences, the researchers also found the pills influence the ability to empathize with the pain of others. People who took Tylenol, acetaminophen, were less emotionally distressed while reading about a person experiencing pain and felt less regard for the person. So you see, it had a little bit of dullness. Now, somebody could say, well, that would make a good doctor because you don't want a doctor freaking out or going into shock when they see somebody writhing in pain. You want them to jump in. Your epinephrine usually kicks in. I never had to take Tylenol or ibuprofen. I didn't even think that would work. You're just trying to jump in. But for those people that are like, oh, man, I can't go to work and see another drowning kid that drowned, maybe something like that could help. Not that I want anybody taking this, you know, there's a lot of risk with taking chronic acetaminophen or chronic ibuprofen. They also said that those who took the acetaminophen made more errors of omission in a game when they were asked and had some issues in terms of their exposure to pleasant and unpleasant photographs. Okay, so what does that mean for you and I? I don't know. It means when you take a pill, it could do other things. All right. More teenagers are identifying themselves as transgender. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Also, send us your medical questions on Facebook, Twitter, or our website at drdahlia.com. So, apparently, far more teens are identifying themselves as transgender and not boy or a girl. The study looked at students in Minnesota in the 9th and 11th grade and estimated that at least 3% are now transgender or, quote, gender nonconforming, where they don't always self-identify as the sex that they were, quote, unquote, given at birth. This includes kids who refer to themselves using neutral pronouns like, quote, them instead of he or she. Now, we're going to talk about this, what could be going on. They may not all be, quote-unquote, transgender. We may be having a new shift in society with what a girl is or a boy is, and some people may not want to be identified as such. We'll talk about this in a second. They say, according to Nick Ryder, a University of Minnesota postdoctoral fellow who studies transgender health, diverse gender identities are more prevalent than people would expect. The study is an analysis of a 2016 statewide survey of 81,000 Minnesota teens. Nearly 2,200 identified as transgender or gender nonconforming. The study found that these kids reported worse mental and physical health than other kids, echoing results seen in previous research. I believe we're being told that close to 70% of people with that identify themselves as transgender report mental health issues. Right? Either having been bullied, anxiety, depression, they're at elevated risk for, harassment, victimization. So unfortunately, that could lead them to have eating disorders, self-harm, post-traumatic stress. So this all came from this study in Minnesota, and it was published in Pediatrics. And they say that although the study only included teens in two grades, the rates are higher than a UCLA study released last year, estimating that 0.7% of teens aged 13 to 17 are transgender, or about 150,000 kids. This study used government data on adults to estimate the numbers for children. It said 0.6% of U.S. adults identify as transgender, or about 1.4 million. All right, so maybe it's going up because people feel empowered to be able to, say, look, I don't want to be a boy or a girl. I don't want to be labeled that. You know, I don't want to pick a gender. But I'm wondering if what we're going to start seeing is a trend towards not using the term boy or girl. We're already seeing schools do this, and there's been a lot of debate on if that should happen. And, do we need to redefine boy versus girl, or do we need to have a boy, have a girl, and then have transgender? According to this survey, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has not asked about transgender status on its youth surveys. But the survey he analyzed asked about the sex of teens that they were assigned at birth and if they considered themselves transgender, gender queer, quote, gender fluid, or unsure about their gender identity. Kids were not asked if they had undergone surgery or their medical treatment to transition the opposite sex. Dr. Daniel Schumer, a specialist in transgender medicine at the University of Michigan, wrote an opinion article that the study supports other research suggesting that earlier counts of the trans population has been underestimated by orders of magnitude. He said that the higher numbers should serve as a lesson to schools and physicians to abandon limited views of gender. They say youth are rejecting this binary thinking and are asking adults to keep up. So, what is society going to look like? I mean, should we have a society where we don't have boy or girl or man or woman? Or if we have, one part of the human species, having male genitalia, another part of the human species having female genitalia, should we name them man and woman? I mean, this has been since before biblical times. You had men and women, you had boys and girls, and that identity was dictated based on our physical characteristics. And now there's this push in society that it's internal that identifies you. A lot of people would agree with that, and a lot of people wouldn't. Now, does the average child in the 9th or 11th grade have the maturity to understand if they are transgender? I think so. 9th grade, many of them are going through puberty. They may, not all of them may know and be 100%. Many of them could be confused. They have a lot of hormones. They have a lot of issues. You'll hear of some people wondering, am I gay? Am I not gay? And then by the time they finish puberty, they're like, okay, no. I was just really close to that person, but I really didn't want to sleep with them. So, does that identify you as a boy or a girl? It shouldn't. Sexual preference is not supposed to identify you as male or female. That is something that I think is outdated. Just because a man wants to sleep with another man doesn't mean he's female. You see, we need to then redefine what male and female is. To my definition, now my definition is a medical definition, okay? My definition is if you have female organs and I need to watch you for ovarian cancer and endometrial cancer and female breast cancer, I need to identify you in the chart as having female sex organs, and I would probably label you female. I could say you may identify as male, but you, if you have ovaries, I gotta watch your ovaries. Okay? I can't be assuming you have a prostate when you don't. So from a medical standpoint, it's more traditional in terms of you got female organs, I gotta watch you. Same thing with male. If you got a prostate, I'm gonna be, you know, screening you for prostate cancer. If you have testicles, I'm gonna be telling you to check your testicles to make sure you don't have testicular cancer. Even if you identify as a woman. As a female. Okay? So in the medical setting, we do that. Now, in terms of the society, there's going to be a push where how you feel internally is who you identify as. Now, maybe some of these kids are rejecting boy versus girl because they don't like the term boy and girl. They don't look at themselves as a girl with pigtails and a pink dress. And that may be what they think society is defining a girl as. I was never into, I liked pink when I was really young, but I really liked blue. I liked playing with the guys. I liked, you know, the big wheel and the Transformers and the Hot Wheel cars way better than Barbies. Did I identify myself as a boy? No. You know, why? Because I always had a preference, you know, towards being heterosexual and wanting to be with boys. But would I identify myself as a tomboy? No, I didn't. I was a girl. Trust me, I was very curvy. Even when I was younger, I was a girl, but I wasn't a girly girl. So even if, you know, if you really think about it, some of us even identify not with the actual norm of boy versus girl. And I didn't like it when guys said, oh, you kick like a girl. I go, no, I kick like Dahlia. That's not girl or boy. That's just the way I kick. You know, that's how I kick a ball, and I kick good. I could kick a ball. I can't catch. I can't throw. You know, or you hit like a girl. You see, so these things are outdated. You know, you know, having a huge rise in quote-unquote transgender, we need to be very cautious and make sure some of these kids aren't thinking they're transgender when all it is they have a sexual preference for somebody of the same sex. They may like their body parts. And to call yourself transgender and then commit to removing your breasts or removing your penis, that's huge. And we want to make sure that when these students quote, oh yeah, I identify myself as transgender, you know, I'm living in a body that I really don't want. Do you really not want your body? Don't you like your curves? Well, I do, but I just don't want to be with a man. I want to be with another woman. Well, that's a sexual preference. That's not necessarily transgender. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Speak,
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, if you thought California was a little crazy, take a look what's happened in England. Apparently, the Public Health England, okay, wants e-cigarettes available on prescription and to encourage pregnant women, hospital patients to vape. Because it's safer than smoking. Should we start putting pregnant... should we switch a pregnant woman to smoking cigarettes to an e-cig? I say no, because we don't have enough evidence that they're safe. fact we think that a lot of the chemicals are harmful. Have we done studies on vaping on pregnant women? So apparently the agency, according to BBC.com, wants e-cigs to be prescribed on the NHS, the National Health System, within the next few years because of how successful they've been with helping people give up smoking. An independent review of the latest evidence published by PHE, Public Health England, suggests at least 20,000 people a year are quitting with the help of e-cigs. Now, that's in England. In the States, it's probably even more. The report said they are at least 95% less harmful than smoking. Again, we don't have definitive proof. Public Health England also wants hospitals to be able to sell e-cigs and have areas within the hospital where they can vape. This could be even in the private rooms or for patients on long hospital stays. And they also want employers to provide vaping areas. So you see how the pendulum has swung? From there being non-smoking facilities to now reopening up an area in a facility for smokers, but not smokers, for smokers who are vaping. In Wales, the Welsh government is trying to ban the use of e-cigs in some enclosed spaces, including schools, hospitals, and places selling food, fearing that vaping would, quote, renormalize smoking. But the legislation had failed at the last hurdle. And right now, e-cigs are the kind of the go-to for people trying to quit smoking. But they're also now the go-to for teens. A lot of teenagers, they're not smoking cigarettes. They didn't even think about a cigarette, but they sure jump into the vapes. People who would have never smoked are starting to vape now. So the Public Health England is calling for an easier route for manufacturers to get a medicinal license. Anything that the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency can do to make it easier for manufacturers, we think would be helpful. The evidence review was carried out by independent tobacco experts. Now, they also found confusion over the risk posed by e-cigs, but they believe there's overwhelming evidence that e-cigs are far safer than smoking, and there's a negligible risk to bystanders. Almost half of smokers have never tried an e-cig, possibly because they have views on how risky they are, which was not founded by the evidence. So, all right, tobacco cigarettes have thousands of chemicals. E-cigs are supposed to have less chemicals. But the danger with e-cigs and vaping is there's chemicals in them that haven't been studied. There's food colorings. There's flavorings. And that's not supposed to be near your lung lining. And vaping hasn't been around long enough for us to go, oh, wow, you got pulmonary fibrosis from that. Well, you got lung cancer from that. It hasn't been out long enough. So we don't know. We do know that nicotine is carcinogenic. Talked about that. So we're finding that it's not 100% safe. Yeah, it's probably safer than cigarettes. But is that safer than cigarettes enough to start building vaping rooms, allowing vaping in hospitals, telling pregnant women go vape instead of smoking a cigarette? You know, my mother smoked with me probably when she was pregnant. I mean, she won't admit to it, but that's what women did, right? In the early 70s, they smoked. And, I mean, I think God turned out fine. I don't want pregnant women to smoke cigarettes at all. Hey, we want women off cigarettes. But I just don't know if I could tell a pregnant woman to put another chemical into her body that we haven't studied against an infant. I would just tell her, no, it's no. Well, she's going to go and pick up a cigarette. I don't think cigarettes are safe, but I don't know if I'm ready to say vaping is safer when it comes to a pregnant woman and a fetus. So we have spurned a whole new obsession. Our obsession with cigarettes is going away. Because now we have something else that could go into our mouth that's more fun. A better delivery of nicotine, a tastier delivery, a cooler looking cartridge. Even smokers are like, I like vaping. A lot of smokers that don't necessarily want the tobacco or the taste are really digging the vaping. And you have a lot of people that love the fact that they can hide their marijuana in it. So it's a very in vogue, practical, easy way to get your nicotine kick. Are people quitting smoking because of vaping? I believe some are. I do. I don't know the numbers. I don't know how many people are off nicotine altogether. Now, you may have a lot of smokers that say, oh, I don't smoke anymore. I vape 8 times a day, but I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. So are they counting those people? Is that why they're saying people who vape, you know, vaping is helping curb smoking? Because they're right. They're right. But to me, if you're quitting smoking, you're quitting it all. I mean, as a doctor, I was very hesitant on recommending vaping, but I told my patients, look, if you're going to do it short term, I'm fine. If you're going to vape for 3 months to get off the cigarettes, I'm hoping that 3 months of vaping doesn't give you the chemical exposure that could be bad if we end up finding that these chemicals are really bad, even though we've known that even one cigarette is enough to cause cancer. But I'm like, look, I'll be okay with you vaping for 3 months to get off smoking. I want to know the numbers of how many people are off everything that quote-unquote quit smoking. Or is 99% of them on e-cigs? So did they really quit smoking? Yeah, they're quit smoking tobacco, but we still have them on nicotine. So to me, you quit if you're off nicotine and you don't need to vape anymore. And I don't have those numbers. I don't know if we have accurate numbers. I think a lot of people vape and they go, yeah, I don't smoke anymore. I quit smoking. Look how successful we've been. Now, people want the vaping because they think that could help curb their appetite. Right? The whole reason why we have this, not the whole reason, but a major reason why we have the obesity epidemic is because we quit smoking. We quit smoking, so now when you get hungry, you're going to put something in your mouth. If you could reach for your vape, you know, we don't know if vaping does the same appetite curbing that smoking does. People have stayed skinny for years. These actors, actresses, that's what kept them slim, because they could smoke. But since we stopped that, which is a good thing, we have an obesity crisis. And so I don't know if vaping does the same thing for curbing the appetite. So, you know, midwives, are you really suggesting these devices? I don't know if I'd be ready to do that. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're being told that Alabama is filing a lawsuit against OxyContin. Alabama today has filed a lawsuit against the manufacture of OxyContin and other opioids, becoming the latest state wanting to hold drug companies accountable for the addiction epidemic. Right now, Alabama Attorney General Alabama Steve Marshall, I don't know why they have Alabama written twice, filed the lawsuit in Montgomery Federal Court against Purdue Pharma and its branches. The lawsuit claims the manufacturer created a deceptive marketing campaign that misled patients about the benefits of the drugs and the risks of addiction. So it'll be interesting to see if OxyContin still stays on the market. But scary for those of you who need it for pain. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.